Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Call. I guess everyone watched the Mark Pope press conference yesterday. That was exciting and made everyone excited about Kentucky basketball. If you threw away all your UK stuff like I did, you could possibly go to the new-to-you shop and find some because people probably donated it.
We may have some.
Yeah, we're here this morning with Samantha Hall with the United Methodist Church's new-to-you shop. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, Cindy.
Now, you guys are celebrating a milestone on Friday.
We are. We're celebrating the second year in our new location at 176 Beechwood Lane in Benton, and we are so excited and so blessed to be in this community. We've had a great couple of years. We have assisted people in Marshall County to the tune of over $60,000 in these past 2 years alone. Of course, we've been in existence since 1971, so obviously the number is much greater than that. But for these past 2 years, in our bigger location and a much more efficient location, that has occurred. And we're so happy to be a part of the community and to be able to assist those in the community who need help with their utilities and
yeah,
such.
Yeah, I didn't realize it had been that long. I knew the old building down by where More for Less,
right.
the grocery store. Yeah. Where was it before it was there?
It was at 17 Cope Road.
Okay.
Yeah. And then before that, it was on the square. And, I mean, we have a long history. But we are so happy to be able to give back to our community. And through the donations that we receive for the items that we sell, and also monetary donations, and for just shopping with us. Because when you shop with us, you help your community.
Mm-hmm. And when you donate.
And, you know, something else that I don't know that people really realize is when you donate to us, we're able to turn it into something else. And therefore, you're keeping it out of your landfills. It's a type of recycling. So if we receive things that are metal of some kind, that maybe appliances that don't work or whatever, we're able to take parts off of them, and then we recycle them, recycle the metal. So it all, really, all of it betters our community.
Yeah, I know I've utilized you guys, you know, if you've got a funeral, if you've got a special event, and you don't want to go to Paducah, I'm like, I can go to the new TU shop and get something for $5.
Yes, our prices are very, very reasonable. And our donations, the people that donate to us are so gracious. We have great donations. Mm-hmm. Many of them probably could have been sold at a consignment store, yet they choose to bring them to us, and we are so thankful for that. We feel like we're assisting our environment, our creation, you know, God's creation, and we're not trashing it up, and as well as benefiting our community by being able to assist with utilities and such.
Yeah, and it's not only clothing, but you guys have appliances. Mm-hmm. You have home decor if you want to redecorate.
Yes, we have some furniture. We have all kinds of books. You know, our books are big sellers. People love to come and get books. And I mean, I'm a bookaholic. Mm-hmm. And I know how books can clutter you up. And even though I love books, it's, you know, they can pile up really quickly.
Absolutely.
And so once you've read them, and if it's not a book you're emotionally attached to, you know, bring them to us. We can take care of them. We have a wonderful volunteer who goes through our books and organizes them very well. And she does a great job. So we have great employees that believe in our mission and who really work hard to make sure that the store looks great. And we have amazing volunteers also.
Yeah. So, talk about some of your volunteers, Samantha.
Well, we have volunteers who religiously come in at like it's their job. And they put clothes out and they keep our rooms stocked and all of that. Miss Lucy is
Lucy Owen.
Yeah, Miss Lucy Owen from Calvert, and Paul Owen, he does our metal. They do a great job. We have board members. Jim Capps is one of our board members, but he is also a faithful volunteer. Each of our United Methodist churches, several of our United Methodist churches, send volunteers certain days of the month or certain days of the week to come and work. So we're just blessed beyond measure.
Yeah, we're talking with Samantha Hall from the New to You shop, and it's located right behind the AutoZone.
AutoZone. It's the street between AutoZone and Four Peaks.
Yeah.
So everybody knows where those are.
Yep, just turn down there. And
just turn down, and we're down there on the right.
Well, tell us how you're celebrating on Friday.
Well, we're just going to show appreciation to our community by having drinks and food, everything free. And also, we're going to be doing that from 9 to 2.
9 to 2 this Friday.
Even though we're open to 4, but that will be from 9 to 2. We'll be giving away some freebies, okay, some door prizes maybe, and our manager, Rebecca Gibson, is taking care of all that, and so she's very excited about doing it. It was her idea, so we're excited too.
Yeah, how long have you been partnering with the New to You shop?
This is my third year.
Third year, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was appointed to this position. Well, we have appointments in the United Methodist Church, and I was appointed to the three churches that I preach at and the New to You shop, Third Place Ministries, I guess 3 years ago, soon be 3 years ago.
Yeah, your Sunday mornings are full.
Yeah. Yeah, they
you
are.
Start at, you've got the first church service is at
8:30.
8:30.
I have a Union Ridge at 8:30, Maple Spring at 9:45, and Church Grove at 11:15.
Yeah, and Samantha was telling us how this the bridge out down by the radio station has affected
that
her Sundays.
That has impacted my Sunday mornings.
Yeah. And then you guys also, you help with monetary assistance on Tuesdays for those.
Yes, that's when we do our assistance for folks who have needs with utilities. If you need to come, I'm there on Tuesday mornings from 9 to noon. You would need to bring your proof of income, the bill that you need help with, your driver's license or a state-issued ID, and know your Social Security number. I don't want your card, but know your Social Security card's numbers of everybody that lives in your household.
Yeah.
And I will work with you, and we will help as much as we can. We help folks one time per calendar year.
Okay.
Right. So,
I wondered how that
works. Right now, our max is $300, but we have received a grant that enables us, in some cases, to assist with more money. But we will do our best to help you.
All right. And make sure that you stop by the New to You shop this Friday from 9 to 2. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how you guys did it in that smaller building all those years?
It's hard for me to really fathom how we did. And, you know, it's just like you don't really know what you were doing until you leave and you look back and you're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I've had people come in that have been into our other building and they're like, this is much bigger. I was like, yes, it is. We're excited about it. So, yes. And we also actually have a scholarship that we have started for Marshall County graduating seniors that are going on to some type of higher education. Mm-hmm. And the guidance counselors at Marshall County High School actually have the applications for that. So that is the Atkinson Memorial, Atkinson Family Scholarship. Susan Alsop Atkinson was one of our directors, and she did a lot while she was here, and her husband, David Atkinson, the late David Atkinson, was the pastor at Benton First United Methodist Church before they left. And so they had a heart for this community, so we thought it would be a great way to honor them through doing that scholarship.
Right.
So that's our newest endeavor, I guess.
Yeah.
So we just feel very strongly that part of what God is asking us to do is to show love to this community, to those who don't always get to see love, to the least, the lost, the ones who are not welcomed many times, maybe even into their own families, for for whatever reason, you know, because God welcomes them. And we're trying to be God's hands and feet here on earth.
Yeah, well, you guys are doing an awesome job. We applaud you all.
Well, thank you. We're trying.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call. When you